I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Well, if you haven't read the transcript, and I think it's better to read the transcripts because it reads crazier, but if you haven't read the transcript for the Fox News interview last night, you really should. Our convalescing president gives an interview, and it's off the rails, insane, doesn't make the slightest bit of sense. You literally don't know what he's talking about much of the time. So this president, who has apparently come through the COVID virus, but in honesty, he's not out of the woods yet. It's only been a week, probably 2 weeks, really. But things could still take a turn for the worse, or he could better. We just don't know. But the reason we're talking about this here on the Faith Friday show is because, apparently based on what the president is saying, he now considers himself a god. You know, I think it's safe to say that Trump has turned himself into the biggest mass murderer of American citizens in our nation's history. And now he continues to tell people, well, don't worry about COVID, just go ahead and get it, because their whole strategy is herd immunity, despite the fact that it cost $100,000 for his little hospital trip, at least. And he got treatment that nobody else on the planet can get. Nonetheless, he says, don't worry about COVID. Yeah, you can get it. It's fine. Look at me. And this is what he says in that Fox News interview. I'm back because I'm a perfect physical specimen and I'm extremely young. He's not young. And he's morbidly obese. That's insane. And despite having access to experimental drugs, he says, I think I would have done it fine without drugs. You don't really need drugs. That is dangerously false. And he also said, I figured that probably at some point I'd catch it and I'll get better. That's what happened. I've caught it. I could have been out of the hospital in one day. No, that's not how it works. And he made a few other medical claims that were equally false, and then he bashed his opponents, bashed people in his own administration. And I didn't read the entire transcript, but I suspect he didn't say a single sentence that was true. Not very many of them that made any sense. But what we're seeing now, we've seen before from Kim Jong-un. It was that God, deity, leader of a nation concept that Trump wants to adopt. This is where he's been going and where the Republican Party has kind of been going with him. He's a super genius, smartest man ever alive, as opposed to the reality that he may be the dumbest man ever to be able to accomplish anything. And that he's got super genetics, that he's not human, he's godlike. Put that together with the efforts of moving America closer to a theocracy, and you kind of see where he's going with this. We'd have a theocracy, and Trump would play the role of the man-god, part man, part god, concept that goes all the way back to ancient Rome and the ancient legends. And that's why you get people like right-wing broadcaster Brendan Dilley saying absolutely crazy things. He says that we shouldn't worry about the fact that the president has caught COVID-19 because he's got god-tier genetics, and that beating the coronavirus will become just the latest thing to add to Trump's list of legendary feats. You know, Putin goes also in for this kind of myth-making that they're genetically superior. But of course, when you get down to it, the whole idea of genetic superiority is nonsense because we can't really speak to what kind of genes are superior and what kinds are not. From an evolutionary standpoint, it's whatever helps you reproduce. And Trump has certainly been able to reproduce, sadly. But it says nothing about adaptability or whether you're a good person or make a positive contribution to society. And of course, money has thwarted evolution. I don't think Trump or his offspring could survive without having massive amounts of money coming from their parent. So as part of the myth-making, Brendan Dilley goes on, President Donald J. Trump, he's been your president for 3.5 years. He's been campaigning for like I don't even know how long, another 2 years on top of that. You've never seen him sick. You've never seen him without energy. So just remember, President Trump is not somebody that's walking around with weak-ass pussy-fucking genetics, all right? Okay, I'm going to stop there. Pussy-fucking genetics? Without pussyfucking, there wouldn't be any future generations with genetics, so that makes no sense, but I guess he needed to get some dirty words in there. And then he goes on, he hasn't got those liberal genes, okay? These are like god-tier genetics, top fucking one percentile genetics, so don't even sweat that shit. That's just nonsense. That's not how genetics work, but it is how creating a mythology of godlike powers around a leader works. Of course, the steroids make Trump feel better, maybe more godlike, and he said, I feel great. I feel like perfect. I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise. I caught it. I heard about this drug. I said, let me take it. It was my suggestion. He's talking about the experimental drug cocktail from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, which it has been reported that maybe he has some kind of financial interest in. But basically what he's going out is going, yeah, I figured out this treatment for myself and I cured COVID. That's very godlike. He cured COVID with no medical experience or expertise whatsoever. But the truth is, he's not cured. There is no evidence that shows that having COVID means that you can't get it again. Right now, it looks like, according to the best science, and this is all new, we're still trying to figure this out, but according to the best science, you may get a short period, maybe months, where you are immune. But you're not cured. You can still get it again. But Trump has specifically said, well, maybe I'm immune. As we reported on our Sunday show, which I think was we actually did on Tuesday, his doctor, Trump's doctor, is a quack. And will say anything that Trump tells him to say. And he said a lot of things that are just flat out not true. So we actually have no idea what Trump's medical status is right now. But it is absolutely critical for him and part of this whole concept to portray himself as the man who cured his own COVID. But that's not reality. That's just myth-making. A type of myth-making not uncommon with tyrants and dictators. So there's also an opposing approach to this, where Joe Biden and Democrats in general are godless. The president said that Joe Biden will hurt God. Well, that's a weak-ass God if a practicing Catholic can somehow defeat him. And GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn says that Democrats only want atheist judges. Again, projecting the idea that Democrats are atheists, which is the opposite of true. And you get crossovers like Super Trump fan Mark Taylor. This is a guy who considers himself a prophet and has been strongly promoted by Jerry Falwell Jr., who is now disgraced. Mark Taylor is one of the most unhinged of the far-right evangelical prophets. And here's what he said. Well, do you like Trump, dislike him, love him, or you don't love him? He's there and anointed and appointed by God, whether you like it or not. God appoints kings and he removes them. So your fight is not with Donald Trump. Your fight is with God himself, because this man is literally God's hand-picked chosen person. So apparently God is as bad at picking employees as Trump is. And how come you didn't think Obama was anointed by God? You thought it was just the opposite. So was Hitler anointed by God? I mean, are all leaders anointed by God? Don't really know what you're saying. It seems very self-serving that it's just the leader you like is the one anointed by God. Dave Dobenmeyer, who used to be a coach, now I don't know if he calls himself a prophet. I think he's just a pastor, maybe he considers himself. Anyway, he's also one of the most unhinged out there. And he just said, right after the first Biden-Trump debate, he said, you looked deeply into the eyes of Jill last night, and boy, I just don't know. One of the listeners to my show said today, and Sheila, you can go back and look at this, there's no aura around Joe Biden. So I guess he sees auras. He continues, he's just kind of there, you know? So you have to ask yourself, what or who is speaking through that guy? Because he's there, he's looking in the camera, he's saying stuff, but he's basically emotionless. There's something supernatural, Sheila, that's happening in the governmental realm that I don't think the average person, certainly then even the average Christian, has any concept of what it is. Well, I don't have any concept of what you're talking about. Joe Biden is one of the most empathetic people, and your guy doesn't seem to have any emotion other than anger. But then again, that makes him perfect for these guys, because their God is a very, very angry God. So it's a pretty stark choice. Vote for Donald Trump, a man with godlike DNA, whatever that means, or Joe Biden, a godless man without a soul. As sane as that contrast appears to most of us, there's a lot of people in this country who buy it completely.